Hi, I'm Bonnie Gortler, the Inspired Wealth and Well-Being Coach. Small caps gaining momentum, enjoying the ride. Most stocks have continued to advance in April, another profitable month for investors. On down days, profit-taking has been contained as the bulls remain in control. Investors appear fearless, moving into higher-risk sectors and away from defensive sectors. An important question remains. Will the major averages break out to the upside, or is it best to sell and go away in May? Time will tell if the market continues to rise without a pullback, leaving some investors missing out on further profits. Our models remain favorable with above-average profit potential with risk well below the average. I continue to give the benefit of the bulls. The easy money from the February lows appears over. Stock selection regarding what sector to invest in will be important as we move further on in the year. Normally, defensive sectors flourish as investors want quieter sectors as the calendar moves into more unfavorable months of the year, May through October. Defensive sectors such as utilities and consumer staples have lost some of their luster. Investors have been moving money out of the defensive areas in April. Those are utilities, XLU, and consumer staples, XLP. Keep an eye out if this recent trend continues. The technology sector, QQQ and XLK, has not been as strong. Poor earnings from Microsoft, MSFT, and Alphabet Incorporated, Class A, Google, G-O-O-G-L is the symbol, didn't help this area. In addition, Apple disappointed investors and fell hard as well. Technology was losing momentum fast compared to the S&P 500, SPY, even before all of these earning reports. In the long run, this is not a positive development and bears watching. These are some of my favorite sectors giving a sign of a healthy market going forward. The financial sector, XLF, has penetrated its first level of resistance at $23, as mentioned in the March 13th newsletter, $24.50 is the next target. In addition, Regional Banks, KRE, has joined in on the advance, a very strong performer in 2015. Also, market breadth remains very strong. More stocks are participating in the rally, helping the Russell 2000 Small Cap Index, ticker symbol IWM, and the Mid Cap 400, the MDY, sectors of the market. Review the tape action clues to monitor that I discussed in the 414 newsletter for more of what is needed for further gains ahead. The odds favor higher prices ahead. What are the charts saying? The top portion of the chart shows the weekly iShares Russell 2000 ETF, the IWM, which is made up of companies with a market capitalization of between $300 million and $2 billion. The Russell 2000 IWM peaked on June 22, 15, at 129.10 and has been out of favor with investors. In November 2015, normally a seasonally favorable period, the IWM tried to rally but failed. Now a new development has taken place. IWM is showing strength. Notice the two key weekly significant downtrends that have been broken from June 2015. This is the blue line that is on the chart, and another from November 15, a purple line, on this latest rally from the February lows. This is bullish. Go to www.bonniegortler.com and see the charts on the article. The IWM closed at 114.63 on 4/26/16, clearing its 50-week moving average. The resistance is just above at 116. If the IWM can penetrate through resistance and move towards the upper channel objective at 134 is possible. If the IWM pauses, on the other hand, then support is at 112. A break below 112 would negate my short-term bullish outlook and cause me to reevaluate. The lower portion of the chart is the technical indicator MACD, a momentum indicator. MACD has generated a buy from an oversold condition and is rising rapidly, breaking the short-term trend line. Momentum has been in a long-term downtrend since December of 2013. If the IWM keeps moving higher, this downtrend in momentum will change and turn favorable. The best is yet to come. Summing up, our models remain in a buy and in the most bullish condition. There are a lot of disbelief in the rally, which is bullish. Tape action has been positive with market breadth strong, especially in the small and mid-cap sectors. Financials have picked up their performance as well, all signs of a healthy market. Defensive areas such as XLU and XLP have been losing momentum. Technology was not acting very well, losing impetus before Apple's disappointing earnings announcement. This needs to be monitored to see if it is temporary or a warning sign for the future. Sector selection will be important. I am recommending to watch the Russell 2000, the IWM, to see if it can break through resistance at 116. If so, 134 is possible. A break below support at 112 would negate my short-term bullish outlook and cause me to reevaluate. The stock market is moving into an unfavorable seasonal period over the next few months. Review your investment portfolio, enjoy the ride now. However, be ready with your exit strategy in case market weakness begins and the bears come out of hiding. I would love to hear from you. Please feel free to share your thoughts, comments, or ask any questions you might have. Please call me at 516-829-6444 or email me at bgautler@signaler.com. This article that I'm reading was in the Systems and Forecasts April 28th newsletter of 2016. Discover the right wealth-building attitude. Go to www.bgjourneytowealth.com and download a free chapter of my book, Journey to Wealth.